That's right. Worthy is the Lamb. Above all, today we celebrate that life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Wow, life. He lived a life that was unlike any other. He walked among us. He taught. He taught with authority, healing, and he fed, and he loved, and he proclaimed the kingdom of God. And he called his people to repentance. He revealed the heart of the Father. Yet, despite all that, he was betrayed. Despite all that, he was crucified. Despite all that, he was put in a tomb. That dark day when the world said, "This is the end of Jesus." His body placed in the tomb, the stone put over top of the entrance. Hope may have seemed lost. But then on the third day, that stone was rolled away. The grave was empty. Jesus was alive. And that resurrection is not just an event, but it's the ultimate revelation of that Jesus is who he said he was. Lord of all, conqueror over sin and death. Now we're going to be in the book of Luke chapter 24. We're going to start at verse 13. I know some of you are still flipping over there, some of you are still scrolling. Got to pull out the scrolls. Which one is it? All right. Luke 23, starting verse 13. Excuse me. "Now that the same day two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, they were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked alongside them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, 'What are you discussing together as you walk along?' And they stood still, their faces downcast. One of them said, named Cleopas, asked him, 'Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know these things that have happened these last few days?' 'What things?' he asked. 'About Jesus of Nazareth,' they replied. 'He was a prophet, powerful in word and in deed before God and all the people. Chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came out and told us they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see Jesus." Let's pause for prayer. We've got to pause for prayer after that. Father God, we praise you for your word of hope, your word that shows us, that amplifies how we're feeling. Lord, we praise you for this gift of resurrection, but that you didn't just raise and disappear, but you came and walked beside us. Lord, we thank you for your word. Help us to hear what you would have us to hear today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So on the very day of resurrection, we talk about the rolling of the stone. We talk about the disciples running and seeing the tomb was empty. We often don't talk about the whispers that people are, what's going on, right? On the very day of resurrection, two disciples were making, and these aren't one of the main disciples of the 12, these are other disciples. They were walking on this road of Emmaus, 7-mile journey from Jerusalem, and they're confused, they're disheartened, they're struggling to make sense of everything that's going on. They had put their hopes in Jesus. Some of them said, well, maybe he's even going to redeem Israel. See, in their mind, a lot of them thought that they were going to have to be freed from the Roman rule. And so maybe he's going to be the next one to lead a revolt and get us out of Roman rule. Some of them were looking for a spiritual deliverer, and maybe he's going to deliver us spiritually from the corruption of other things. And then we were hoping he was going to redeem us, but he's been put in the grave. But yet there's reports that the tomb is empty. And there's how do we make sense of this? Isn't that how we would feel? Isn't that how we feel sometimes? We don't get to go to the tomb itself and see that it was empty. We get to hear reports. And sometimes it can confuse us. And they're trying to comprehend what it means. But I love this. Jesus himself shows up. He shows up and he doesn't just show up and show off. He walks with them. On this road, he could just show up, show off, and leave. He doesn't have to do the walking part. But he walks with them. He walks with them even. They don't recognize him as Jesus. They've seen who Jesus was. And there's probably a couple things going on here. One, they believe Jesus is dead, so you don't expect to see Jesus. And two, there's some kind of spiritual, like, it's not time for you to see who I am yet. And so he walks along with them. And as they're walking, he comes, hey, what are you guys talking about? And I love that. Are you the only one coming from Jerusalem who hasn't heard this? There's some water cooler gossip. And you're the only one too, and who hasn't heard this one. They're struggling. They knew Jesus. They believed in his teaching, but they haven't encountered what is going to happen. They haven't encountered a risen Lord. It's going to transform their hearts. And it's going to amaze them. And they're going to walk with him. Because faith is not just a doctrine. It's a relationship. The event of Easter, it's not just reduced to creeds or philosophies. We're not asked to believe in the doctrine of resurrection. We're asked to meet the person who was raised from the dead. In faith, we move from belief in a doctrine to knowledge of a person. And the ultimate truth is this person will meet with us and we can say, he is alive. That's the very heart of our Christian faith. And it's about walking with the living Christ. And these disciples, they have their eyes opened by Jesus, who, as you continue to read on, we didn't read the full story, as you continue to read on, he's going to break bread with them. And it's through the breaking of bread, they're suddenly going to see, this is Jesus. This is not just a teacher, not just a prophet, but a risen Lord. Not just an event we recognize or acknowledge. He doesn't want us just to say, hey, that was cool. He wants us to walk with him. Because walking with Jesus is a theme, walking with God is a theme throughout the Scriptures. From the very beginning of the Scriptures, God has desired to walk with us. Think back, Genesis, Adam and Eve, very first section of the Scriptures, right? They're in the bio, and they're in the garden, in Eden, in the east, and God shows up, and His desire is to walk with them. Enoch, Genesis chapter 5, he walked with God, and then he was no more. Abraham, Genesis chapter 7, walk before me and be blameless. He's telling Abraham, walk before me and be blameless. I want you to walk with me, Abraham. Now you read those stories. Sometimes he does a good job with that. Sometimes he doesn't. Because he models us, right? He's very human. The Psalms, they speak of walking in God's ways and trusting Him. Jesus, he called him, walk with me. Come follow me. Through Christ, we are invited on this ultimate walk, which is more than just, I went to church. It's living and walking and being with the resurrected King. Not just a distant historical figure, but one who is living and walking with us every season of our lives. In whatever season you find yourself in now, He's there, gifting us with the Holy Spirit. He's on the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf, defeating sin and death. And if Jesus is alive, if Jesus is alive, He's at work today. He's moving in our lives, in our families. He's moving in our churches. He's moving in Laughlin. He's moving in Bullhead City. He's moving in Needles. He's moving in the United States. And the question is, Lord, what are You doing? And how can I walk with You in it? Because isn't that the case? Often we want to say, God, come do this with me. Jesus, come do this with me. Isn't that a lot of time our attitude? I'm going to do this. You come do this with me. But that's not what Jesus said. He said, walk with me. I'm the one going. You come walk with me. Jesus said, come follow me. Jesus didn't say, hey, when you start a project and you figure out what you want to do, then call me up and I'll come sit with you. Maybe throw some money at it. That's not what Jesus said. He said, I'm going. Oh, let's walk together. Let's walk together. And He wants us to walk with Him. Just as those disciples who were on the road to Emmaus, He wants us to walk with Him. Sometimes walking with Him, we know exactly who He is and where He's going. Sometimes we're walking with Him and we don't. We just know we're being faithful in all the little things that He has called us to be faithful through. So it does mean, walking with Him does mean seeking Him in prayer. It does mean seeking Him in the Scriptures, allowing our eyes to be open to His presence. That means if you're not reading your Scripture, what a blessing we have right now. More than ever before in history, you have the ability to access your Scriptures. It's on most shelves in the United States. You can pick it up for a dollar, $6, spend $100 on a Bible. Depends on your budget. You can download it to your phone. Say, I don't like to read. You can listen to it. And you don't like that voice, you can get someone else's voice. So I want Mufasa and James Earl Jones reading it. They got that. Never before have we had more access to the Scriptures. We know that access, reading the Scriptures don't save us. Otherwise, all those people that were before that couldn't access the Scriptures wouldn't be saved. But we know that we are blessed. That we, never before have we can we see God's face in such a way. There's no excuse to say, well, I don't have a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, ask me, I'll get you one. Ask your neighbor, they'll probably get you one. We seek Him in our prayers. We seek Him in our Scriptures. We say, God, open our eyes that we may see You. And we trust Him, even when we don't understand. Just as the disciples on the Emmaus walk. They were walking, and they didn't have recognition, but they just knew they got to stay faithful. And sometimes we don't know what You're doing. God, I don't know what You're doing. I'm wrestling with free will and You're in control and Your sovereignty, and I don't know what to choose, and we're confused, and we're how do we stand on this issue, and how, what do we do with this situation, and things are getting crazy here in the States, and we just, Jesus, please come back, right? You just solve this issue. But what if He doesn't? What if He says, you know what? As bad as it seems for you right now, there's someone else I want to give the opportunity to come to believing faith. As bad as it seems right now, there's a young girl in China that needs to have an opportunity. There's a young man in Uganda. And it ain't time yet. And so I don't recognize what You're doing. Our job is just to be faithful and to walk with Him as we go, trusting in His presence. And as we go, we share the good news. Because if you're going to, I want you to go ahead and read. That's your homework, right? Read the rest of the book of Luke chapter 24. Rest of the chapter. After their eyes are recognized, they recognize who Jesus is, they run back to Jerusalem. We just left there. They open bread, and then they're going to run back to Jerusalem and telling everyone else, we have seen the Lord. Let me ask you, have you seen the Lord? Have you seen the Lord? And if you've seen the Lord, how can you not tell others about it? How can you not let others know about the wonderful good news that Jesus Christ has defeated sin? He has defeated death. He is no longer in the grave. That, as I said this morning, that stone was not rolled away so Jesus could get out. He could have left through the walls. That stone was rolled away so we could go in and see that that tomb was empty. That linen was not left there it was there so we could see that the body had left it there. That Jesus didn't need His burial clothes anymore because He was alive. It was for us that He did those things. For our sake. And He's left us proof. He says, I've given you life. I've given you love. I've given you a new promise. And if you believe in that, If you've come and you say, I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, then how can we not tell others and say, I've seen the Lord? Because this road to Emmaus, it reminds us that not just Easter, it's not just about this empty tomb. It's about a Savior who is constantly walking among us. So when we say accepting Jesus, we don't mean a little person comes and climbs up in your... I was given a little Jesus today. There's not a little Jesus living inside my left ventricle. But the Holy Spirit, a gift given to us, gifting us, constantly giving to us, has come and lived within us, made his home within us. That we are his temple, we are his body, we are the believers, we together are the church. And he is walking with us. This living Savior walks with us. He led and called us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And just as he met those disciples in their confusion, he meets us in our doubts. He meets us in our fears. He meets us in our uncertainties. And he walks beside us, guiding us, speaking truth, revealing himself. And opening our eyes so we can say, I have seen the Lord. And so the question for each of us today is, have we moved beyond just believing in the doctrine of the resurrection, but moved to where we're truly walking with God? It's not just saying, yeah, you know, I believe, it's something, but have I made it part of my life that I'm walking? I've switched my allegiance from the darkness, and I'm switching my allegiance to Christ, which means I'm going to walk with him. I'm going to live for him. And our hearts, may they burn with the passion as we recognize that he is the living Savior. And that's why we celebrate. That's why we celebrate this blessed Resurrection Day. Because what better news is there than that tomb was empty? That he's alive and he's walking with us. Father God, may our hearts burn within us as we recognize your presence.